Peace and all good from Franciscan Media. I am Father Jim Sabak, and this is the Inbreaking of the Word. So we have finally come to it, the conclusion almost of our Winter Ordinary Time season. This is the eighth Sunday in Ordinary Time, 8 weeks, basically almost 8 weeks since we have concluded the Christmas season. And again, all this time in Winter Ordinary Time, we have been unpacking what it means to have a Savior born for us, a son given to us at Christmas. What does that mean? And the wonderful thing about Ordinary Time, Winter Ordinary Time especially, is that we don't have the great confrontations yet with the scribes and the Pharisees and Jesus. We don't have any parables that are telling that if Israel does not wake up and listen to what Jesus is saying, that it's not going to bode well for them. We basically have, at the beginning of Jesus' message, this wonderful re-emphasis again and again and again on our goodness and why it is, again, that this son has been given to us and this child has been born for us. It's because we are good and God wants us to be better. And so Christ comes to demonstrate that and to show us what that means. And so for all of these days and weeks of Winter Ordinary Time this year, eight weeks of it almost, we have been hearing once again about our goodness and what it means, you know, to put that goodness to use and to put that goodness into effect. As witnesses, again, of Christ in this world, of witnesses to God's love, you know, in this world. And so these readings on this eighth Sunday in Ordinary Time are a wonderful summary, again, of what it means, again, to live as a believer in the world. And they are also a very appropriate kind of way, a very appropriate stepping stone as we stand upon the precipice of Lent, as we move into Lent, to kind of remember a few basic things. And so what are those basic things? What are those basic things? The first one is don't be a jerk, because being a jerk is not being faithful to the gospel, and being a jerk really makes our faith look really bad, and it doesn't give our faith any power. The second thing is remember who you are and live out of that memory. But what does that mean? How do we understand these kinds of things? Well, if we begin with the second reading this time around, so this is the last time that we will hear kind of a semi-continuous reading from one of Paul's letters until basically July. So we don't come back into a Ordinary Time second reading until July the 6th, the 14th Sunday in Ordinary Time, because after Pentecost ends in June, we have a bunch of Sundays that are all solemnities for different reasons. And so we don't come back into a regular reading of a second reading from one of Paul's letters until July. So this last one, though, is important that we hear in this Winter Ordinary Time, because it is the 15th chapter of Paul's letter to the Corinthians, the first letter to the Corinthians, in which Paul again speaks about the power of Christ's resurrection. And what does it do? It destroys death, destroys the sting of death, destroys death's victory, destroys all of the fantasies and the lies and whatever it is that we have created ourselves about death, or that death has allowed us to create about it, that death is a finality, that death is the end, that there is no hope, that basically we just amount to nothing and we are become nothing after death. And that's not true. Christ's resurrection shows us that it's not true. And basically, so again, while death does not disappear, it still exists, the pain and the sting of thinking that death is the end is gone because of what Christ does in coming back from the dead. And because of that, you know, Paul writes about where is that sting? And what is that sting that Paul is talking about? Well, it's sin. And what does he mean by sin? Well, sin is not believing that Jesus' resurrection amounted to anything. Our sin is still believing that death is a finality in and of itself, from which there is no escape, and there is only pain and agony to live in this world. That is the biggest sin, is doubting that God has more power than death. And what does sin also find its strength in? Well, it finds its strength sometimes in the law, you know, Paul says, because what law does sometimes is tell us what not to do and how not to be this and how not to be that, but it does very little to heal us in trying basically to be who we are called to be and what we are called to be. It's only Christ who can do that. And Christ can do that because he is risen from the dead. A wonderful way in which to conclude Winter Ordinary Time and reminding us the second thing that we are people of Advent. We are also people of Easter. We are not people of Lent. We are not people of Pentecost. We are people of Advent who expect God to do great things, and people of Easter who know that God has done great things. A wonderful way, as we stand on the precipice of Lent, to move into Lent itself and remembering that reality that Lent leads us to, which is Easter itself and always Easter itself. Now, those two things that basically, as I said at the beginning, that don't be a jerk and remember who you are. They come out of the first reading from Sirach and the gospel today from Luke. Taken together, I mean, both of them are asking us to look at who and what we are as people who align ourselves to the life of God. Again, in Sirach, again, it's to be careful about what comes out of our mouth and how we speak, because that is the way in which we reveal the intent about ourselves, when we reveal the truth about ourselves by what comes out of our mouth. Our ability to speak is a wonderful gift that God gives us, because we don't just make sounds, nor do we work through intuition or things like that. We are people who are instinct, not intuition, but we don't just work through instinct and stuff like that as animals might do in the way they communicate. We communicate with ideas, with vision, and with imagination, and what have you, and that really comes out of how we speak. Again, the way Sirach's reading ends today with, do not praise anybody until you hear what comes out of their mouth, because that's going to be the truth of who and what they are. Again, being true to who and what we are is where Luke's gospel then takes us. Because again, we've already had part of this all part of the Sermon on the Plain from Luke 6 still, and we've already had the first part of it where Jesus brings out, you know, those five basic attitudes, those five basic behaviors of what it means to live as a person who says, I believe in you, Christ. I believe in God. I want to be a part of that. I want to be a person of faith in this world. I want to be a person of belief in this world. So live a life that is filled with love, with forgiveness, with mercy, with giving, and trying to be a little bit less judgmental. Try to judge a little less, you know, all the time about everything. Do that again, and Jesus promises us we will see a new tomorrow, a new future, a new reality, a new truth about our lives, healing the pains and the hurts of the world. And what does that really mean for us? Well, that's again where Jesus goes today and talking to us about what it means to bear fruit, what it means to bear good fruit for this world. Again, he begins first by saying, again, don't be that jerk. Don't be that jerk who points out other people's faults and failings, or who uses faith as a weapon, or uses faith to manipulate situations and others, who uses faith to their own ends, or who so distorts or manipulates what Jesus is talking about in the Gospels as to make the Gospel unrecognizable. Don't be a jerk. You are given an insight into life. You are meant to share it to give life, not to beat people down, not to hurt them, not to create more woe in this world. That is not what faith is supposed to do. That is not what the Gospel is supposed to do. Don't be a jerk. But then what are we supposed to do? Remember who you are. Remember who you are. You are a person who has been created to live the life that brings in the reign of God, that brings in good news. And the way that you do that is by loving and giving and forgiving and being merciful and not judging. That bears fruit. That bears the fruit that will last. That bears the fruit that brings life. That bears the fruit that allows us to shine in this world. Because living our life, according to the Gospel, is living a life in where the fullness of our humanity shines forth. A humanity that is lived in this here and now, not in some ethereal plane, not in some spiritual plane, not in some kind of spiritual devotional bubble. It's supposed to be lived, you know, as we live our daily lives. What does it mean to do what we do in this world and to do it from the perspective of a believer, from the insight of a believer, from the viewpoint of a believer? To live, to love, to forgive, to give, to be merciful, to not judge, is a different way of acting in this world that our world does not take value in. Our world finds no commercial value in. Our world does not make use of. But we do. We do. Because the very beginning, you know, again, of this Christianity that we embrace, again, the Roman world, you know, was struggling with the same kinds of doubts and terrors and pains and manipulations and all kinds of distortions and whatever it is. And fear ran amok. And what did the early Christians say to all these people? Are you afraid? Do you not want to be afraid anymore? Come with us. Come away with us. Because we are not afraid. And Christianity has continued because of that idea, that mindset. To remember who we are and who we must be in this world is imperative in making sure the Gospel takes root within us. So as we stand upon the precipice of Lent, upon this time in which we are meant to ask ourselves, why is it that we continue to believe? Why is it that we continue to want to believe? It is because we must be people who bear fruit in this world. People who allow that fruit of the good news, the fruit of Christ, the fruit of Christ's death and resurrection to shine through us so that all people may be raised to a new hope. All people might understand the wonder and beauty of this life God has given us, the wonder and beauty of each one of us as a creation of God. Peace and all good once again. May the Lord give you peace from Franciscan Media.